I'm currently sick at the moment, but I want to talk about this topic.
There's a lot of discourse online regarding transsexuals who are pedophiles because they suffer from autism or bad parenting. Now, I believe this is true. Autism and bad parenting, it causes a yearning to any type of emotional connection that replaces discipline or nurture in the future. So when they hit puberty and in early childhood or during puberty, they have been neglected, they have been abused, or they have been spoiled even, it causes self-infantilization. Either they miss it or they cannot let go of it because they were never really developed as a man. It's a result of emotional underdevelopment. This emotional underdevelopment, it will cause a dependence on something that replaces it, which replaces this emotional connection they should have received during their youth. So it's people who have been abused in the past, they're more likely to be drug addicts, they're more likely to be alcoholic. So this can be this feeling, this methods of coping with trauma or the way you deal with things, it can be heavily, really heavily be influenced by autism and also narcissism or any kind of neurodivergent trait such as ADHD and autism. So when you have ADHD, which is extremely correlated with impulsivity and hyperactivity, it makes them more sexually active. They masturbate more. This is true. They even have puberty at a younger age, and this will make them more vulnerable towards the downward spiral of addiction or fetishistic cross-dressing. This makes them either develop a kind of self-infantilization by self-inserting or fantasizing as the submissive or feminine role in the weird shit they watch. Now, embarrassment and shame is somehow extremely connected in the brain. There's something in humans that makes it extremely gratifying to be in a shameful position. Now, the most shameful thing for a man to be is something to be something what they're not supposed to be. Complete opposite. Complete opposite. Like a woman. Wow. Is that shameful to be a woman? Because you want to be a man, right? It's pretty shameful to be a woman. Because you, as a man, want to be a man. Because it's in your brain. The appearance of the woman is also the most arousing thing for a man. So I think this is why it's so appealing for people who are emotionally underdeveloped to infantilize themselves as another gender. This is how autogynephilia develops. Autogynephilia is the attraction to the idea that you yourself can become a woman. Now, the two trends be narcissistic and autistic. They project that by objectifying themselves with their own arousing fantasy of what a woman is. So they don't really think they're a woman. They like the idea of being a woman they are attracted to. So why the porn addiction? Autistic people are extremely active on the internet. They are alienated from society. Because they are alienated from society, it creates this spiral of I can't do shit. So yeah, these people are, I cannot emotionally connect with them because they're different. So they really rely on the internet to get these type of stuff. Autistic people, they love to fixate on shit, especially on the internet. It could be tranime or trains, but that's cool. But tranime makes the child, which develops an obsession with anime, vulnerable to hentai because it's really engraved in the culture of anime. So, autogynephilia is really the reason why trannies are the way they are, because they are attracted to the idea of being a woman. But the yearning of being a woman, it's not really, it doesn't have to be sexual. However, 80% of transsexuals are autogynephiles. This is on the website of Anna Lawrence or something like that. MRI scans, they confirm that they are. Okay? These are MRI scans. And also a survey has been done. It's the same shit. So, they are actually autogynephiles. It doesn't have to be sexual, the yearning to be a woman, but it's really rooted in the emotional underdevelopment of a person. It can be traced back to an autistic man that never really fits in society, especially social settings or groups of their own sex, and this makes them deviate from that gender too. And they feel alienated from such groups. This causes them to tune out. It's also, they could be alienated from their own father. They are alienated from the mother too. Could be both. That's even more disastrous for that person. I believe the proportion between ADHD and autism in a neurodivergent child with transvesticism determines if they become a femboy tranny. Now, femboys, they simply sexualize themselves as young guys, young boys, as women. They're autopederasts. These trannies, they sexualize themselves as being a woman in a physical sense, with breasts or vagina. The only reason they harmonize so well, or why they are so intertwined, is they share the same method of sexualizing themselves. They're both neurodivergent men who have this internalized, like, self-objectifying mindset, which they make their entire personality and identity, by the way. They share the same method of sexualizing themselves. There's no other way. This is also why you cannot call a trans woman a woman, because femboys are, they share the same mindset. If trans women were actually women, there would be no reason for them to be allies with each other. They're both fetishistic cross-dressers. Now, back to infantilization, autogynephilia, whatever. I believe if you combine these, you get pedophilia. Now, most of these trannies, they get their degenerate fetishes in their early teenage years, when they don't want to be a grown man. They fear the responsibility of being an emotionally developed person due to their stunted emotional growth, hedonism, and degeneracy, which comes from stunted emotional growth. They sexualize themselves as an infantile little girl. I've noticed trannies regret not transitioning when they were younger, or femboys saying regret not cross-dressing earlier because of supposed twink death. They idealize the child's self as more feminine or boyish. With this internalized pedophilia, it develops into this kind of externalized pedophilia, attraction to other children. They simply project the attraction to oneself as a child because they were more androgynous onto other children. And this is really the mindset of the transsexual that groom is other transsexuals, well, children into becoming one. It also applies to pooners in some kind of way, but that's really it.